USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former President Trump's lawyers took about 3 hours to present their defense. Among other things, they argued that Trump is a victim of cancel culture. The former president's lawyers called the impeachment trial a witch hunt. Attorney Michael Vanderveen argued that Trump's remarks on January 6th, stoking his supporters, was no different than the language politicians have used for decades.
No thinking person could seriously believe that the president's January 6th speech on the Ellipse was in any way an incitement to violence or insurrection.
But some Trump supporters, who now face criminal charges for the riot, said they were acting at Trump's behest. And Democrats also played videos of the insurrectionists shouting at police that they were in the right because they had been sent there by Trump. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island tweeted a suggestion to suspend former President Trump's impeachment trial so they can investigate whether one of the former president's impeachment lawyers lied on the floor of the Senate. Defense lawyer Michael Vanderveen claimed the president wasn't informed that Vice President Pence was in any kind of danger during the riots. He suggested that they depose House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama about phone calls they had with Mr. Trump during the riot. Two members of the GOP are now describing a conversation that Kevin McCarthy had with former President Trump during the insurrection on January 6th. McCarthy had called and said that they were breaking into his office. Senator Whitehouse also suggested reviewing the communications of the Secret Service to and from the White House during the insurrection to find out what Trump knew. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
In his first month in office, President Biden has reached out to many of our allies by phone. But there seems to be one country he's avoiding. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
In his first 3 weeks in office, President Joe Biden has made a flurry of phone calls to American allies around the world, including the leaders of Canada, Britain, France, and Japan. But one close American allies leader has not yet been called, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As far as when that phone call will take place, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
I don't have an exact timeline to give you, other than he's looking forward to having the conversation. They've known each other for some time. There are certainly areas of mutual interest, and as soon as he makes that call, we will let you all know.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released recommendations on how to reopen schools safely.
Universal and correct use of masks, physical distancing, hand washing and respiratory etiquette, cleaning and maintaining healthy facilities, and diagnostic and rapid and efficient contact tracing in combination with isolation and quarantine.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they're giving out recommendations, and it also depends on the virus rating in each individual community. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.